You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus is surging in many regions, and some countries that had appeared to succeed in suppressing initial outbreaks are again experiencing a rise in infections. In Portugal, more than 1,646 coronavirus cases have been reported in a single day, the highest number of cases since the pandemic began. Some locals think another lockdown would be catastrophic for the economy, but Andrea Miranda doesn't seem to think so. She's a 43-year-old from the US living in Portugal and says although the case numbers are concerning, life is continuing.
I'm not too terribly concerned because I see that the country is doing what needs to be done, and I see that government is very involved and they brief the public, you know, as much as they can. And I see that people, when I'm out and about, I see that people are very conscious of themselves and they're taking the necessary precautions.
The country has reached a total of 86,664 infections. While in the United Kingdom, the country's community secretary is defending new local coronavirus lockdown restrictions. Here's Robert Jenrick speaking to UK broadcaster Sky News.
Although the number of cases rising rapidly across the country, there are still huge variations. You know, if you go to North Norfolk, I think the latest statistics showed that the number of cases is around 19. If you go to Manchester, it's well over 500. So it is right that we pursue a localised approach. That must be the way forward, because none of us want to see a return to blanket national measures. That would be the alternative.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to back a new three-tier local lockdown system, which could involve pubs and restaurants in coronavirus hotspots temporarily closing. There have been at least 224,000 cases in the UK in the past week. In France, several cities have announced a maximum alert status starting on Tuesday to stop the spread of coronavirus. The strict new measures include the shutdown of cafes and bars in the southwest city of Toulouse and the prefecture of Montpellier in the south, Lyon, Grenoble and Saint-Étienne in the southeast, and Lille in the north are also on the maximum alert list. A daily number of 13,634 new COVID-19 infections have been confirmed in Russia, while in Armenia, there's some worrying statistics for a country of just under 3 million people. Officials there have reported that they're detecting 600 to 700 new infections every day and have about 8,000 potentially active cases. Some COVID-19 survivors are still being affected by long-lasting symptoms, like local Armenian coffee shop manager Manouk Nigoyan, who still hasn't recovered his sense of smell or taste 3 months after contracting coronavirus. But he says he's becoming used to the loss.
I'm a little bit used to it now. Sometimes I don't even notice the loss. However, the ugliest thing is that I've almost ceased using fragrance, because when you cannot smell the fragrance, the need for using it is lost.
The recent outbreak of hostilities with neighbouring Azerbaijan isn't easing the situation in Armenia. Locals from both countries are being urged to be aware of the serious threat posed by coronavirus, while in Iran at least 251 people have been confirmed dead, in the country's highest single daily death toll. India's coronavirus caseload has topped 7 million, and in the last 13 days there have been an extra 1 million cases. It has the second highest number of confirmed infections behind the US. Ahead of the US election, President Donald Trump is claiming he's fully recovered from COVID-19 and isn't a transmission risk to others. The president spent 3 days in hospital after testing positive earlier this month. His physician says Mr. Trump has taken a test showing he's no longer infectious and there's no evidence of actively replicating the virus, but didn't directly say whether he tested negative. Mr. Trump has told Fox News he no longer has COVID-19, meaning he can return to holding large campaign rallies.
And not only that, it seems like I'm immune, so I can go way out of a basement, which I would have done anyway, and which I did, because you have to run a country. You have to get out of the basement, and it looks like I'm immune for, I don't know, maybe a long time, or maybe a short time. It could be a lifetime. Nobody really knows, but I'm immune. So the president is in very good shape.
Meanwhile, the coronavirus death toll in the US has topped 214,000 and over 7.5 million cases. The former commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration says the US is in for a difficult fall and winter. On a global scale, China is joining the World Health Organization-led COVAX facility, a worldwide COVID-19 vaccine project to ensure poorer countries have access to life-saving vaccines in a sign of international solidarity against the pandemic. And chair of the Global Verome Project, Dennis Carroll, is welcoming the move.
China is stepping forward. It is an exercise in global leadership, and it is very much welcome. And I hope it signals to other countries that the opportunity to join in such a global partnership is there. And I hope other countries will likewise step forward and make sure that once a COVID-19 vaccine is available, the availability will not be restricted, that it will be widely, largely available to the world's population.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.